Country Bob FM. All right, it's the Almanac. Brittany, please pay attention here because you're going to experience the slide whistle for the first time.
Oh, I heard the kazoo yesterday. This is a treat. Wow. I hope people realize that that's real. That is not just a sound effect. That is him actually making those noises with the slider.
Thank you. Thank you for confirming that.
Yeah, it would be hard to duplicate without the slide whistle.
Right. Yeah.
Very well done.
I could have. I mean, it was a serious thing with the governor going down.
Right.
I wouldn't dare make a...
No.
No, we're not going to do that. No. He's doing fine, though. That's the good thing about that.
That is a good thing.
He's doing well, doing fine. He's going to be right back at work talking budget later on today.
Yeah, there was a pretty nice surplus in our state.
What are we going to do with it?
I don't know. Give it to Bob FM.
Give it to the Almanac.
Yeah, Almanac Committee could
I would like to get a cowbell. So I'm right now taking donations for cowbells. Because I've got a fever.
We need the only remedy. We need a GoFundMe page for a cowbell for the
Can you work on that? I'm on it.
1848. You'd be surprised what people do those GoFundMe things for and they make money on it. People give for the most idiotic reasons. They're good reasons, but they're bad reasons and dumb reasons. And these are dumb people.
I saw one for car repairs the other day.
Really?
Like, come on.
Could you see with the status on it? Did somebody actually help them? I suppose there's a lot of people out there that want to help people. Or it could
1%
be
of the goal was raised.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay, good. 1848, James W. Marshall discovered a gold nugget at Sutter's Mill.
Oh, boy.
So this is the mill we were talking about.
Yep.
Let the California gold rush begin.
The 49ers.
49ers. That was 1849. It started the gold rush of 49, although it was 1848. News didn't spread.
Spread. That's
until
right.
Until 49, even though he found it in January of 48. How about that?
Took a little while, but yeah, they came in.
Speaking about finding gold, this is confectionery's gold when it comes to ice cream treats, because 1922 on this date, the Eskimo pie was patented.
Nicely done.
Eskimo pie, one of the first ones, I'm assuming the first one that had ice cream, and they were able to somehow master the process of getting chocolate on the outside to harden,
yes,
but then not melt when you're eating it.
Oh.
Had to be really tricky going into the lab to get that done, but the folks at Eskimo Pie did it.
Congrats, we salute you.
Yep. 1920. Do they have different flavors of Eskimo Pie now? You get like
now they do.
Heath Bar and Reese's Pieces,
peppermint.
But for the longest time, it was just vanilla. I'm sure, right?
Yep.
Early days. 1935. This is beer can day today. So 1935, Kruger Brewing Company placed the first canned beer on sale. Always been just in bottles.
Sure.
But in Richmond, Virginia, canned beer, those tin cans, you couldn't crush them back in the day.
I mean,
those things, like trying to crush a gas tanker.
Right.
Not easy. Now you can.
Now
those
you
aluminum
can.
Cans, easy.
Did they can beer first or soda first?
That's a good question.
Should I fact check that?
You could fact check that.
Okay.
Inquiring minds want to know, and Brittany has an inquiring mind.
And when was the beer? Was 30?
1935.
35. Yeah, I bet your beer was first.
1962, Brian Epstein signed with the Beatles as their manager. A thing that, in an occurrence, it really changed them because they kind of had a greaser look. When they were first the Beatles, they had slick back hair, they had leather jackets. They were kind of that 50s looking greaser type of a group.
Right.
And he changed their stage presentation more with the matching suits and ties and kind of the bowl cuts.
Bowl cuts, yeah.
The Fab Four basically was created. The vision of the Fab Four created on this date when Brian Epstein signed as the Beatles manager, 1962. 1965, Winston Churchill died. Lived to be a good age, 90.
He did well.
Prominent figure in national politics in World War II,
sure.
Sir Winston Churchill. Led his team and his country through a very dark time when they were being bombed incessantly by the Germans.
He looked old to me in the World War II stuff, and he lived for another 40 years.
Yeah. 1965, he lived to be 90. 1973, little Donny Osmond had a big hit.
They tried.
Voice of an Angel. 1973, Donny Osmond received a gold record for his album Too Young. Here's the title track.
He would have been 15.
Yeah, 14 or 15.
14 or 15,
like that.
Yeah, I think he's the same age as I am.
That was 1973. 1975, legendary Three Stooge. He's one of the Stooges. Is he the first, second, or third? Who was the first? Would you say
Mo
was first?
I think Larry was second.
Larry was second, and then Curly was probably third. Yeah. Well, it was Larry. It was Larry Fine who passed away on this date. It was 1975.
Hey, fellas, you think this will open it?
Swell. Where'd you get it?
In the house.
Oh. In the house?
Yeah. Can you use it?
And how?
Come on. Get
they were trying to get into the house, and Larry went into the house to bring out a crowbar so they could get into the house.
Nice. He died with no eyes and no nose because he'd been eye gouged in the nose. It was kind of looked funny when he died.
He was 72 and noseless when he died in 75. Also 1975, Harmon Killebrew signed his free agent contract with the Kansas City Royals.
It was a dark day.
Calvin released.
I know.
Just released him.
I know.
You think you would have done something a little more on the up and up with Harmon, something a little more prestigious.
I was not
was Calvin Griffith.
That was not a Calvin fan in the mid-70s.
Yeah, he was stingy.
Yeah.
Was he not? Oh, and did not run his baseball club like probably a lot of people wanted to, and especially like they do at modern times. He was one of the old schoolers when it came to that. Harmon hit 14 home runs and 44 runs batted in. You probably remember that. You were you were 16 or whatever, right? 15, 16, so you remember it well. Yeah, I was too young.
Yep.
I can still remember seeing the baseball card of Harmon Killebrew in those blue uniforms for Kansas City.
Didn't like it.
Even him in the baby blues for the Twins didn't look right.
No.
You know, he should be in the pinstripes or the grays like they were in the 60s. But Harmon would then retire after the 75 season. Yep, didn't he hit a home run against the Twins at Met Stadium? I think I remember reading about
that he did
come back and hit a home run as they were in the same division, the Royals and the Twins in the Western Division of the American League. That was in 75, some Twins history for you. 1984, Apple unveiled its Mac. I've never owned an Apple. Never owned a Mac. I've always been, I've kind of been anti-Apple. I don't have an iPhone or an iPad or an i-this or an i-that. An
eye
for an eye. I don't have one of those.
No.
1984, 1989, this guy, Ted Bundy. Awful human being.
Awful.
Serial killer. He admitted to like 30, but there's reports that it could be way more than that as far as people that he killed, mutilated, and did some bad, bad things. He was put to death on this day. Justice was served.
Strapped him into the chair.
Yeah, the electric chair in Florida. The lights flickered a bit in Tallahassee. 1989 on this date. 1993, Thurgood Marshall passed away. Supreme Court Justice, first black justice to sit on the Supreme Court bench. He was 84. 2002, do you remember the name John Walker Lind?
Yes.
You remember that name? He was the American Taliban.
Yes.
The guy, American citizen, fighting for the Taliban in Afghanistan, and our forces captured him, and he's currently doing time, and he appeared in court for the first time 2002 on this date, John Walker Lind.
Hope he does a lot of time.
Yes, and he stays in there.
Yeah.
2006, the younger brother of Sean Penn, Chris Penn, passed away. It was a heart ailment, but he had done hard drugs and alcohol and had some issues. He was only 40. He's been in a lot of movies, Rumblefish, At Close Range, which was with his brother Sean. But I remember him best in Footloose. He was the guy who couldn't dance. He was Ren's best friend.
Yeah.
And he danced, you know, Ren... So we play a little Stephanie Williams here. Or no, Denise Williams. I'm thinking Stephanie Mills. Get my 80s artists mixed up. Remember that? Trying to give him the beat.
Yeah.
And he's trying to dance. And I thought he was a lovable character in that movie.
Right.
He definitely was. Plus, he was tough. He could take on like three different guys when they'd fight. He was Willard. Willard was the name of the guy who couldn't dance. But he could show what's-his-face Kevin Bacon how to drive a tractor.
That's right.
So somebody he passed away. Chris Penn on this day, 2006. And 2010, 4 years after that. This is the theme from Trapper John M.D. I could have gone with Bonanza, but we did that just recently. So
yeah,
I thought we'd go Trapper John M.D.
Yep. He was Adam. He was the eldest of the Cartwright's sons.
How many seasons was he on? He left.
He did leave, but he was on quite a few years. Yeah.
Pernell Roberts The third actor to play Trapper John, because didn't you have Elliot Gould?
Yes.
As McLean Stevenson.
Yeah.
Was he Trapper? Not Farrell. It was the other one. Who's the third one of that triumvirate that I'm thinking of from MASH, the TV show? How come I can't get it? Track checker, help us. We have to move on.
Yeah.
81 today for
Trapper John, MD actor.
Purnell Roberts.
Yeah.
Purnell Roberts died on this day, 2010. That was seven years ago.
I can see him.
I've got other things going on. I can't think.
I can't.
Because.
We represent the
There we go.
This is what I had on my mind. One of the Munchkins still alive.
It's amazing. Jerry
Marin is 97 today.
Yeah, he was one of the Lollipop Kids. I think he had a speaking part.
He was the middle one. Yeah. He was the middle one. He's the one who handed the lollipop to Dorothy Gale.
Sure.
I found that out. They dubbed that in later. And I've always noticed that the lips did not match when they were singing, and that is why. It's not there. They dubbed in some voices. So, member of the Lollipop Guild. Which I am a card-carrying member. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, I didn't. I did not realize that.
But then they caught me having a Tootsie Pop, which isn't a lollipop, and I was banished. 97 today. Also celebrating today, having his 78th birthday.
Let me tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the Sheik of the burning sand.
The great Ray Stevens.
Yeah, the emeralds and rubies just are dripping off of him and a ring on every finger of his hand.
Ahab the Arab.
Ahab the Arab. He did the streak. He did the Mississippi Squirrel Revival.
I have the 45 of this.
He did the. He did some serious songs, too, like Everything is Beautiful.
Yes, he did.
And he did Misty.
Yep.
Ray Stevens is 78 today. One of the Neville brothers, probably
Guitar
the famous. Probably the famous, most famous of.
Right up. Come on in. If you like to take the grand tour.
Aaron Neville, 76 today. He charted on the country charts, top 40 with this
the old George
remake.
Jones tune.
He had some duet success with Linda Ronstadt in the early 90s, late 80s,
Great
as I recall.
Singer.
He is 76 today, also 76.
September morn.
Great
we danced until the night became a brand new day.
Two
lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way.
You gotta love
Neil Diamond, happy birthday. I could have pulled No Sweet Caroline. That song gets overdone.
Yes.
It's everywhere.
Right.
But that's September Morn, my friends.
He's got a vast library.
Yeah, he does. And he's still touring. I think he's coming back to the XL Energy Center sometime in the near future.
Wow.
And he is 76. He talks his songs now more than he sings them. Just because of getting older and the voice and everything. He's 76. Becky Hobbs is 67.
Yeah.
She's a country artist, had some top 40s, but she also wrote such songs as Alabama's Angels Among Us.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken Mellons had a song, Rub-A-Dubbin.
Oh, sure.
Remember that?
I do.
Ken Mellons, Rub-A-Dubbin? She wrote that. She is 67 today. Remember, now, you know the movie Slapshot.
Of course.
The guy who did the strip tease at the end of Slapshot is having a birthday today. Played the kind of the clean player. He wouldn't fight.
Right.
And he wanted to play by the rules. Ned Braden in Slapshot. His name is Michael Ontkean. 67 today. He was also in the show The Rookies from the 70s.
We
watched as a kid. I remember that.
For sure.
He would strip all the way down to his supporter. He is 67 today. Russian comedian Yakov Smirnoff.
It's very hard to do comedy in Soviet Union. You have to write out all your material and you send it to Department of Jokes. I'm not making this up. They send it back to you censored. You have to stay with the script. You cannot improvise. If someone heckles you from the audience, you can't say like, your mother wears army boots. Because she probably does.
Yakov Smirnoff. Here, you know, this same little bit had Rodney Dangerfield introducing Yakov Smirnoff.
Oh, really?
Very nice, very nice. I'll tell you, comedy, huh? Comedy, it's in my blood. I wish it was in my act.
Some bonus Rodney Dangerfield there for you.
That's awesome.
Introducing Yakov Smirnoff. Yakov today. Happy birthday, Yakov. 66. Mary Lou Retton. She was everybody's darling.
Yes, she
1984
was.
Olympics. Got the perfect 10 on the vault.
Is that the Los Angeles Olympics?
Those were the LA Olympics, yes. 49 for Mary Lou Retton. Matthew Lillard. He's 47 today. He's not quite as good as Casey Kasem, but he's pretty darn good because he's the current voice of Shaggy.
Wowie, Scooby-Doo. I think we're on to something. It's like a huge laboratory.
He might be the only human to ever eat Scooby snacks.
Right.
He does the voice on the new cartoons and in the movies, the live-action movies. He was Shaggy. Matthew Lillard is 47 today. He's been other things as well. Kenya Moore, reality personality. I usually don't do reality personalities, but she is a former Miss USA, 1993. Okay. She is 46 today. Ed Helms. He was in the hang. He was Stu, the dentist in Hangover, the
one where
he told his wife they were going to Napa Valley or going, to Martha's Vineyard or whatever.
He was henpecked a little bit.
Just a tad. Just a, he was in the Hangover movies. He was in Office. He was the Daily Show. He was also in the reboot of Vacation.
Mm. Look what your dad rented. That's a 2015 Tartan Prancer.
Did you say Tartan, honey?
Yeah, Tartan's the Honda of Albania, but this baby is pretty sweet. Mm. It's got all the latest Albanian technology. Check it out.
It's the Toyota of Albania from Vacation. Ed Helms. Happy birthday to him. He's 43. Chad Hurley, the guy who gave us YouTube. I would not have many of these audio bits if not for YouTube. Thank you, Chad Hurley. Tatiana Ali. Guess what? The younger sister of the Fresh Prince is 38 today. She was Ashley Banks on the Fresh Prince.
Yes.
Tatiana Ali, 38. Justin Baldoni from Jane the Virgin, 33. And actress Misha Barton. From the TV show The O.C., she's 31 today.
Gone but not forgotten includes billionaire J. Howard Marshall II. Remember the name? He was married to Anna Nicole Smith. He was 112 and she was 30. I mean, it was a very strange deal.
She liked saggy skin.
And I think she liked his bank account
a little bit too.
His wallet. Yes, his bank account wasn't sagging.
Right.
Many other things were.
Yes. So, J. Howard Marshall II was born on this day in 1905. Hall of Fame, a Chicago Cubs broadcaster. Remember, he was on radio, and then he went into TV. He was on WGN for years when, you used to be able to get WGN and WTBS were like the first two, stations.
They were
Chicago,
super stations.
Chicago Nationwide. And Atlanta. And you could hear see their baseball games, and that's where I first was introduced to Jack Brickhouse.
That's a fly ball, beat the left back, that's it, hey, he did it, Ernie Banks got number 500, a line drive shot into the seats and left, the ball tossed in the bullpen, everybody on your feet.
Way to go, Ernie.
Yeah, and he would hit 11 more before he was done in his career. Jack Brickhouse there, he's in the Herb Carneal kind of a vein, not real flashy, but just described a great baseball game.
That's what it's all about.
Born on this day, 1916.
Baseball shouldn't be flashy.
Correct.
Just keep that in mind. Wayne Rogers.
Wayne Rogers.
Came to me eventually.
Yeah, there you go. He would have been the other
Did you
Trapper
find that
John.
Out? Did you get Wayne Rogers?
Really? Oh, okay. She didn't. You weren't able to fact check Trapper John? Well, we'll get to it at the end here.
Uh-oh, she might have to be suspended for fact-checking. Yes.
Ernest Borgnine, Academy Award-winning actor Ernest Borgnine, born on this day, 1917.
To be perfectly frank, Commander, I'm kind of shocked. The discipline around this place is ridiculous.
Look, Buster, as long as my men do a job when they're on a mission, whatever they do in their free time is okay by me. And that includes shooting ensigns. Now I'm going to go back to sleep. And if I hear one peep out of you before 10 o'clock brunch, I'm going to take a shot at you myself.
Well, more thing.
And I won't miss.
No. And he's a good shot as Mikhail, Mikhail's Navy, talking to Tim Conway as his ensign. That was from the first episode.
Oh, very nice. He won Oscar, maybe you might know, from his role in the movie Marty. And Ernest Borgnine.
He also has an appearance, a cameo, on a very, very special, it might have been a two-part episode of Little House on the Prairie, where he plays almost a divine figure, almost like an extension of God that helps Laura through a very, very tough time on the top of a mountain.
He was in a number of other movies and stuff, and not afraid to get a little blue sometimes on some of the roasts and whatnot, too. Ernie Borgnine, born in the state 1917, evangelist Oral Roberts. He's got his own university named after him. He was born in the state 1918. You may remember actress Sharon Tate. She was born in the state 1943. She was amongst those murdered by Charles Manson's group in the Tate-LaBianca murders. Born in this day, 1943. One of the great singer-songwriters, Warren Zevon. You know the name.
Little old lady got mutilated late last night.
Oh, she did.
Werewolves of London again.
Now, are you a Warren Zevon or Warren Zevon guy?
Zevon.
I say Zevon, too.
1947 for the very talented Warren Zevon.
Because Elton John's song is Levon, it's not Levon.
Right.
Levon didn't wear his war wound like a crown. That's Levon did.
That's correct. And of course, one of my other favorite Warren Zevon, I'll Sleep When I'm Dead.
And he wrote Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me.
Yes, for Linda Ronstadt and others. And one more. He was, that 1947, 2 years later, one of the greats. Comedian John Belushi.
Samurai delicatessen.
Nice.
Take a number, Buck Henry.
Good night. Good night.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. He was the only one in the deli. That's one of the greats of all time.
John Belushi was born on this day, 1949. He may be gone, but certainly
never
not forgotten.
Brittany, anything? Did you come up with anything out of that whole pile?
Okay, you guys, I got to apologize because while you were talking about Trapper John, I was deep into the history of the aluminum beverage can, which is fascinating, by the way.
Way to be deep.
Yeah, so first of all right, I'll start with that. The beer was canned first, and then the soda followed not long after that.
Mm.
It's a little bit trickier, though, with the higher acidity going on in the soda.
Sure, that makes sense,
to figure out the lining inside of there.
Otherwise, it would corrode.
Right, so beer
came first.
You'd
be drinking rust water. Yummy.
And then soda. Okay, so what were you looking for with Purnell Roberts
we
and
got
Wayne
it.
Rogers?
We got it. It came to me. Wayne Rogers.
Who's the actors that played the character of Trapper John M.D.? It was a TV show that started with Elliot Gould.
And the movie.
In the movie, and then the TV show had two other actors that played him. And Purnell Roberts being one of them.
Yep, they went from comedy then to drama. It's kind of like Lou Grant. I mean, Lou Grant, although he had the same actor, Ed Asner played him both times, but with on the MASH side of thing, and they bumped it up. How many years it was? 20 years.
Yeah,
in
Mary
real
Tyler
time.
Moore. He was very. It was more comical, but Lou Grant was more.
Yep.
Much more serious matters. Same thing. With
Boy,
Trapper
we're
John.
Hard hitting topics here this morning. The character development of Trapper John from MASH.
Where else would you get that?
Nowhere else. Yeah. Nowhere else. Nowhere else. Here's Joe Diffie. Bob Evans.